Jason Isbell's new album, The Nashville Sound, rethinks that historical phrase and sees the songwriter contemplating the mood of Middle America post-Trump. WPLN's Jason Moon Wilkins sat down with Isbell to discuss how the last election changed the direction of his music and how where he recorded is changing the sound of Nashville.
The Nashville Sound was made in the same studio that used to stamp that phrase on every album recorded there. Now, Jason Isbell says a new wave of artists making records at the old RCA Studio A is reconfiguring the sound of the city. That's a loaded title.
It is, yeah.
So what does that term mean to you?
Well, things are changing.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a brain now. I myself am on the brain.
And I think anybody who tries to keep up with what's going on currently in a place like Nashville, you know, it becomes obvious to you that there's a big shift in what matters as far as the music that's being made here. You know, obviously we can all tell what Chris Stapleton's done to country music.
Right.
You know, whether he wants to admit it or not, he sounds different from the other guys, and he's too nice a guy to say it, and I understand that. But I wanted to make people think about that a little bit too. You know, the Nashville sound is different from what everybody expected it to be.
For Isbell, this album doesn't mark a big musical change, but it does see the songwriter stepping outside of himself for subjects to sing about, more often than past records. He says some of that shift is due to what his life is like now.
I can't be sitting here with a really happy, healthy family and a nice house, you know, and singing the blues anymore. It's just not going to work. I don't have that inside me anymore. I got it out. It did it, you know, the songs did their job and that's gone. So now it's my job to use whatever I have to empathize with people outside and write songs about that and tell those stories. And that's hard. That's a hard step to make.
Yeah. Well, and I think you did a particularly good job of that in the opening track, Last of My Kind.
Daddy said the river would always lead me home. But the river can't take me back in time. My daddy's dead and gone. And the family farm's a parking lot. The Walton's five and dime. Am I the last of my kind?
I wonder if in some ways this is the story of one of the folks that people really tried to put a box around before and after the election, that they wanted to label white working class or something.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like this guy is part of what some of those people were trying to picture?
Maybe so. This guy wouldn't have voted at all, though, you know. He would have given up on political representation a long time ago. So,
yeah.
You know, because I don't know enough about people who voted for Trump to try to write their story. I thought that I knew more about everybody in Middle America than I did. And then after the election happened and everything before it and after it, I thought, okay, all right, I'm starting over with this.
How many of these songs were written after that, and how much of this was done beforehand?
I don't know. It's probably about half and half. It's probably about half and half, because I definitely kicked into high gear after the election. You know, the day after the election, I wrote White Man's World.
I'm a white man living in a white man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl. Thought this world could be hers one day, but her mama knew better.
If you're gonna tell a good story, you gotta be honest about the setting, and you gotta set it up in a way that takes your listener or your reader or your viewer into that particular world. So for me to do that, I had to discuss what the atmosphere was like at that point in time.
I hear some of the characters in the songs, but I think about them. And I think about where we are right now, and I wonder if they'll hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And not just hear it, but listen to it.
Hear it, yeah, with the capital H.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, maybe not, you know. I think I'm in a unique position, not a unique position, but a rare position, because I do have an audience that's made up of people from small towns, people from Middle America, Southerners, people who aren't your normal listeners to independent rock and roll music, you know. And, you know, they're not going to get their mind changed by those types of music because they're not going to expose themselves to it. And I have an opportunity to actually get into those people's living rooms, a few of them.
Most artists coming out of Nashville now steer clear of politics outside the occasional acceptable patriotic tune. But like Johnny Cash and Steve Earle before him, Isbell says keeping quiet about his political feelings is not an option.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I just kept my mouth shut on things that mattered to me. No matter how many records I sold or how many fans I had or how many people I didn't piss off, you know, it would never be enough. Enough for me is feeling like I have pushed back, you know, or I've said my piece, or I've tried to do the right thing as often as possible. And to me, trying to do the right thing means trying to encourage compassion and trying to get people to think of what it might be like to be somebody else every once in a while.